Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, it is tax day, April 15th, and nothing unites the nation like all of us grumbling that we have to pay our taxes and get our taxes filed. And it is the last day to file your 2023 taxes on time, unless you file an extension, of course. With that comes a lot of conversation about who should pay more and what's going on and what is it getting me and all of that. And so we always turn to someone who helps us unpack all of that. Eric Boehm, of course, reporter at Reason, covers economic policy, trade policy, and elections. And today we want to start with this whole idea of the real tax gap. It is tax day, so who is picking up the tab today? And Eric, welcome back to the show.
Unhappy tax day to you, boys. Thanks
for having me. It's always an unhappy tax day. It does seem to unite the nation, though. It is one of those things that can absolutely unite everyone. I think the two things are everyone having to grumble and file their taxes and anyone standing in a line at the DMV. I think those are the great uniters of the nation at the moment. And but give us a sense in terms of a lot of clickbait stuff, a lot of headlines out there, but what's the reality in terms of how tax day plays out and who's actually paying the bill?
Yeah, I'll tell you, my mood was better than usual paying my taxes this year, only because it was such a gorgeous weekend here in Virginia. And I got my taxes done on Saturday and then got to spend the rest of the weekend outside. It actually helped a little bit. But no, frustrated as always. I'm thankful, actually, for the people who make a lot more money than me who are picking up most of the tab. And that's what we looked at in this piece that's at Reason right now. In fact, I think, you know, this gets lost, I think, in a lot of the rhetoric around taxes, a lot of the talk of, you know, making the wealthy pay their fair share that you hear from the president and many other people on the left and some even on the right at this point, too. The fact of the matter is that close to 50% of all taxes are actually paid by the wealthiest section of Americans. And that share of taxes paid by the wealthy, paid by the top 1% of earners who paid 46% of all income taxes in 2021, that share has actually been increasing over time. The tax code is becoming more and more progressive. I don't think you wouldn't necessarily know that from a lot of the rhetoric that you hear, though.
Yeah, and I think it's so easy to just throw that out there. They should be paying more. And I think it's interesting. You went through and you debunked a lot of these things. And the first one that you mentioned, I just want to have everyone pause on that for a second, that the wealthiest Americans are paying a higher share, a bigger percentage of federal taxes than at any time in the last 40 years. So under Democrats and Republicans, they're now paying more. The wealthiest are paying more than they ever have.
Yeah, that's right. So I think what happens here, I think people get confused about, is the fact that the tax rate on the wealthy has actually fallen quite a bit over the last 50 years, right? You go back to 1980, and before that, the highest marginal tax rate was 70%, which is just shockingly high.
Yeah.
I can't believe anyone ever accepted that. These days, it's 37% is the highest tax bracket. So, the marginal tax rate on high earners has gone down, but the actual amount of money that they're paying has actually increased over time, and the tax code has become more progressive because fewer and fewer taxpayers at the low end of the scale are paying anything these days. Mm-hmm. Because we've created lots of different tax credit programs, lots of different ways. First of all, of course, the higher allowance under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that lets you take $12,000 or so just right off the top that you don't owe any taxes on. That's cut out a lot of low income, low and even some mid income people from having to pay taxes at all. So the most recent data we have from 2021 suggests that the bottom 50% of all earners, and that's not all people, that's just people earning money, right, in the economy, the bottom 50% paid just 2.3% of federal income taxes in 2021. Again, you can contrast that with the fact that the top 1% paid 46% of all federal income taxes. So the rich, I don't know, we could all debate exactly what a fair share actually is. And of course, one of the great things about that talking point is that the answer can always just be more, right? If that's the perspective you want people to take. But the reality is that the wealthy are already shouldering the majority of the tax burden in America.
Yeah. And you noted in your piece, one of the often claims that, that the billionaires are paying, 6% or 8% compared to the person working at the fast food place, you know, paying a higher percentage. And those numbers just don't seem to add up in the end. And so kind of walk us through that quick.
Yeah, sure. That's right. I mean, it's the fact of the matter is that you do have, the amount of money, I think, that somebody who's, you know, looking at the tax rate is not necessarily getting you the ultimate answer there, right, for like how much someone is paying in taxes. So I think that's significant. And I think this disconnect, kind of the bigger point of the piece that I wrote, you know, the tax gap, the idea of a tax gap is the amount, you know, different what the government thinks they're going to collect versus how much they actually do. But there's this kind of rhetorical tax gap that exists, too, because when you do polling on questions like this, what you find is that, you know, 69-70% of Americans support raising taxes on people who are earning over $400,000 annually. That's not even all that wealthy, to be honest. But you do see this appetite out there for raising taxes on the wealthy. And you also see, I think, just sort of a lack of awareness on the part of Americans about who pays what taxes to begin with. The Tax Foundation actually just put out a great study last week showing that close to 80% of people in this survey that they did, you know, didn't know the share of taxes paid by the wealthiest 1% of Americans. But, you know, at the same time, 65% of people in that survey thought their own taxes were too high. So what you have there is you have a sense, I think, for most people, and this is totally understandable and totally rational even, you know, there's a sense that, well, my taxes are too high. I want to pay less, but I also want to consume government services and someone else should pay for that. So, you know, we make other people pay for it.
Yeah.
But that just lacks an awareness, I think, of just how progressive the tax code is. And that really muddies the water on any sort of conversation about how the tax code should change.
Yeah, no question about that. And I do just want to go back to that point. I'd love to see a poll question to ask. Do you think it would be right for the government to tax 70% of anyone's income? To just take 70% of whatever you're earning, we're going to take 70 cents on the dollar. I don't know that anybody would sign up for that one. But let's get to the kind of one final thing before I let you go real quick. I think part of this also comes to the fact that you were alluding to that on one hand, we want to consume more of those government services. And at the same time, we're less and less satisfied with what we're receiving from government. How does that play into all of our attitudes and perceptions about taxes?
Yeah, well, certainly the lack of understanding about the way the tax code works and the lack of understanding about who pays the bulk of federal taxes, as I said, it muddies the water on some of these conversations about what changes should be made. And we have to have those conversations, Boyd, as you know. I mean, we talk about this on this program all the time. The United States is running a massive annual deficit, like structural deficits, right? To get that under control, to get the debt under control, to address Social Security, all of these conversations will require some sort of trade-off of, you know, well, do we cut things the government spends money on? Do we raise taxes? If we raise taxes, who do we raise taxes on? And it's difficult, I think, for Americans to grasp those, you know, the answers that they may have, the sincere answers that they may have to those questions, because there is this lack of understanding about who's already paying for it. And obviously that's stoked by people in our political system. You know, when the president's out there saying millionaires and billionaires have to pay more, millionaires and billionaires are paying less than the worker at a fast food restaurant. You know, that's just fundamentally not true. It's not an accurate picture of the way the tax code works. But if you think that way, and polls suggest many voters do, then it certainly, it makes it seem like these problems are more easily solved than they actually are. Hey, just raise taxes on the wealthy, that'll fix it.
Yeah.
When in reality, that's not the case.
And yeah, and will never be the answer. And whether it's the populace on the left or the populace on the right, it never comes up and it never adds up in the end in terms of what we need to get to. Eric Boehm, reporter at Reason, best of the best in breaking it all down for us. And just so you know, it is a dreary, cold tax day here in the state of Utah, not just because I have to get mine done.
It should be miserable.
All right. Fantastic. As always, Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Boyd.
All right. That's Eric Boehm from Reason. And it's important, the bumper sticker stuff, the campaign slogan stuff is easy when it comes to taxes. Actually collecting the taxes, who pays them, what we get out of that, that's the discussion we've got to get to. We'll be right back.